Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz, or CorbarOnline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystins. See or hear you soon. Greetings, and welcome once again to Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me, as always, is Managing Director of Corbar Business Solutions, Cornelius Bartlett. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great today, Jason, and really looking forward to this wonderful show as usual.
Absolutely. Let's make sure that the public knows a little bit more on how to contact Corbar Business Solutions. They are located at number 8 Oystins Plaza, Oystins Christchurch, upstairs the Blue Building, 100 meters to the east, or above, as the old people would say, the Oystins Police Station, the municipal complex that contains the library, the post office, and so on. You can also reach them via telephone at 428-9611 or
420-5717.
Of course, you can also email them sales@corbaronline.com. Let's emphasize, it's spelled CORBAR online.com. You can follow them on your favorite social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Corbar Biz. I understand you have a YouTube channel as well.
That's right.
All right.
And same link.
Exactly. Use the same keyword, Corbar Biz, B-I-Z. And of course, you can visit their extensive catalog at CorbarOnline.com. So Cornelius, we want to focus a little bit on marketing in business. Now, marketing means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You ask 10 people what they think marketing in business is, they may give you 11 answers, not even 10. But what is your perspective on marketing in business?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to try to simplify what marketing is in a very, very short time. Marketing really involves all the activities that are involved in moving your product or service from yourself to your customer. So if you could just visualize all the activities that you do, some people call sales marketing, but sales is only one element. But what about your advertising? What about what we're doing here now? What we're doing here now, this is part of our marketing.
Yes.
Social media is part of your marketing.
Yes.
The team you have in your office on the floor, that's part of your marketing, right? Even the way you package the product is part of your marketing.
Yes.
But the thing I want to focus on is not the technicality, but I wanted us to focus on the essence of marketing and helping you with me might have a couple of seconds to understand how you need to do your marketing. Marketing in business is about 1, 2, 3 things. Understanding who your market is, where you find them, and what do you do to get them to choose you. Who is your market? Where do you find them? And what do you need to do to get them to choose you? Now, when you answer those three questions will result in your marketing.
That's a marketing plan. There you go. Answer those basic questions.
So you don't have to sit down in class for 1 year to get that. Who is your market? Where do you find them? And what are the things you need to do to get them to choose you?
Excellent. Very simple. That's a degree level course right there in about 2 minutes, sir.
In a box, yes. That's right.
So we have to remind the listeners that Corbar Business Solutions carries a wide range of products and services. Before we go into this week's specific product, let's remind the listeners that you carry point of sale systems, time and attendance systems, cash management equipment, coin counters, bill counters, counterfeit detectors, scales, self-inking rubber stamps, HR and payroll software, stationery, ticketing systems for queuing, point of sale hardware, of course, barcode scanners, barcode printers, receipt printers, Android terminals and Windows terminals, labeling machines, laminators, adding machines, impulse sealers, pricing guns, UPS, uninterruptible power supply, paper shredders, spiral binding machines, toners, cash drawers, business equipment, service and repairs. You even rent business equipment, surveillance systems, software scripts and programming, ITC solutions and services, networking, accounting services, business coaching, and so on and so forth, all available at Corbar Business Solutions. So this week, let us talk about ticketing systems and the different types of skills that Corbar Business Solutions carries.
Okay, well, ticketing systems is something that we've been doing for quite a while. And the first thing is, why do you need a ticketing system? If you have crowds of people coming to your location, whether you're a private company or a public organization, you don't want confusion. You don't want people at each other's throats because somebody took somebody's turn. You also don't want to confuse your staff in trying to have to remember who was first, second, third, or fourth. You really need to invest in a ticketing system. It's a small investment for the amount of headaches that you could have if you don't have one. Now, we have two options of ticketing systems. During COVID, and Jason, this is the first time you're hearing about this, Carbar Business Solutions wanted to offer the COVID drive or the COVID effort something. Mm. And I actually sat down and conceptualized a ticketing kiosk. So in other words, previously we would come to your location and we put a screen on a wall. Yep. We would put a ticket dispenser on a wall. They may be separated. The screen may be one place and the dispenser may be at the door when you come in. And then you had a remote control by somebody else. So you had three different devices in three different places. COVID, we realized that we needed to keep people in open spaces away from being close. I came up with this idea called a ticketing kiosk. And the kiosk is quite simple. Picture a unit that stands up in the air. Let's say standing about 6-7 feet tall. And you have the screen at the top of that 7-foot erection standing up.
But everyone is looking up at the screen.
That's right. About 2 or 3 feet under that, you have the dispenser. And then you have a plug coming out of the bottom. So that what it did is it allowed us to offer people an option of a portable ticketing kiosk, which you can move from place to place, location to location, door to door, and you don't have to worry about anybody on screen anything off a wall and finding an electrical supply. We made the ticketing kiosk with a long plug. Of course, if the plug is not long enough, you can get an extension cord. But the point of the matter is that for the first time ever, we came up with this idea of having a ticketing kiosk which put your screen and the dispenser all on one unit and portable.
Excellent. So you basically have one location that you can both gather your ticket as someone who's joined the line and also determine when next you'll be served. Is that correct?
That's right.
That's a very innovative and cool way to keep people safe, even during those times, and even though that still has some applications in places where there's limited space or what have you. So very good.
Actually, we're still getting orders for the kiosk, even now as we speak. If you want to see the kiosk, I would advise you to go to our website, www.carbaronline.com, and you will see the ticketing kiosk on our website.
Beautiful. Bringing solutions all the time. So let's talk about skills. What kind of skills does Carbar Business Solutions supply to business?
Right. Okay. Our skills are specifically targeted to business applications. And I think most people know what a skill is and what it does, but I think that there are some very unique skills that the average person out there may not be aware of. So I'm going to put more emphasis on those. We sell, for example, skills for portion control. So in other words, you have high-end restaurants, you have manufacturing plants that manufacture meat and other things like that, processed meat.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that your portion sizes are accurate in your production plant, or you want to make sure your portion sizes are accurate, or any restaurant for that matter. You want to check us out for portion control skills. The reason why it is important to get a portion control skill that is branded, and we're the ones that do the CAS brand in Barbados, that's CAS, is because you want to make sure that you have a quality skill that gives you accuracy. I know a lot of people may take skills for granted, but if you get a skill that is confirmed in terms of its weight, not the calibration of it is not confirmed.
Right.
Because I know there are lots of very, very cheap skills out there now, and people think that buying a cheap skill is the way to go. Let me tell you, you could lose several skills thinking that you're saving money by buying a really, really cheap skill. And let me explain to you how that works, right? If your skill is not correctly calibrated, and let's say you are selling produce or meat, and each time you sell a pound, it's really a quarter pound chart. Every time you sell 4 pounds, you lose 1 pound. Mm-hmm. So imagine when you sell 1,000 pounds, you lost 250 pounds, if my math is correct.
Yep, just about.
And if you're selling something at $10 a pound, multiply 250 by 10. And imagine doing that for months and years. You get the picture?
It's a very ugly picture indeed, sir.
Right. So weights are very serious. But I know that a lot of business people unfortunately live in the moment and believe that to run and go and buy a scale from next skin to nothing, that they're saving money and they're feeling all smart with a smile on their face. But if they get scientific like I do, because I get very scientific and granular when it comes to business, I measure everything. And that's how you keep your business open. You have to measure everything. There's no way that I'm going to be selling produce or meat or anything, and I'm going to be selling it using a scale that is not verified. The scale that I will use will have to be verified, because I want to make sure that when I sell a pound, that my customer can go back and check behind me and know they got a pound. That's one. And two, to make sure that I'm not selling a pound and really giving a pound and a half. So in other words, I want to protect both sides. I want to make sure that I'm not robbing you, and I also want to make sure that you're not robbing me either.
Exactly. You're not, essentially, as a business owner, you're not robbing yourself.
That's right. Two other unusual skills, because we do these skills for printing, the printing skills for supermarkets, and the non-printing skills as well. But we also do a skill called a counting skill. We mentioned that a couple of series ago.
Yes.
A skill that can actually count screws and nuts and bolts, anything that's precision made. But this is one that I haven't mentioned yet. There's something called a weight beam.
Okay.
Picture two beams that you hold in your hand, like two metal rods. It looks like two heavy metal rods.
Right.
And you can hold them one in one hand, one in the next hand, and you can take it and put it in the middle of a field and put a piece of plywood or cage on top of those two beams, and you can wear cows or sheep, elephants.
Out there in the field?
Yeah, out there in the field. These weight beams are used overseas in countries where you'll have people like wildlife reservists or even zoos and places like that.
Yeah.
But we've brought in some already for some livestock farmers, for example.
Okay.
That they can put on the back of their truck and they can go up in the hills and they can rear the sheep, rear the cows and whatever without having to bring them down. So that's one of the very unusual applications for skills, and we also have them. So when I say we offer skills from A to Z, it's no bluff or sales pitch or gimmick. We actually have partners overseas where we can get any skill, even down to luggage skills and skills for shipping, you know, you name it. Skills are using every type of application you can think about, we can access and supply you with.
There's so many good proverbs about accurate skills, you know, and
that's
I'm
right.
So pleased to see that Carbar Business Solutions provides skills that are calibrated. And of course, you offer the servicing for them as well, correct?
Service and calibration, correct.
Excellent. Beautiful. Beautiful. So let's move on then to the smaller items, you know, stationery and stamps. Now, we may have discussed in previous programs on innovative ways to use stamps, but let's talk about stationery and stamps.
Stationery and stamps, some people see them as the same category, but we're going to kind of separate out stamps today. But let's talk about stationery first. Stationery is one of the things that every office must use. As much as we are trying to go paperless, you're still going to have need for some amount of paper. And we like to make sure that we are able to help you with those particular needs. Some people aren't aware that Carbar actually, we supply stationery. We also do deliveries as well. So if you have a stationery query or a particular item of stationery that you will require, just give us a call. As I said, we deliver island wide for just $10. So you don't have to worry about getting your vehicle and going anywhere and shopping for your stationery. Just give us a call and one of our friendly representatives in the office will walk you through your stationery needs.
Beautiful.
In terms of stamps, we are extremely, and when I say extremely, Jason, I mean extremely proud of what we've been able to do in terms of our stamp making business. We've been doing it for over 15 years, and all of the law firms and the JPs and the government offices and all the agencies that use stamps in Barbados, I think I would comfortably say that the majority of them depend on us to make sure that they stay supplied. We have perfected the science of stamp making down to guaranteeing you a stamp in your hand half hour after you confirm. And our process is quite simple. You send us an email, because you can come to our office as well. But if you don't want to leave, again, we focus on convenience. You can send us an email with what you require. We'll send you back a mock-up of what it looks like. You send back an email saying confirm. And after that, you can collect literally a half hour. Very simple process.
It sounds almost too simple, but it sounds like you've really perfected this process. I remember you told us a story about the young man who was heading to the airport all in a huff and a puff. And 5 minutes later, you were able to produce a stamp for him.
That's right. We knock off his socks, his shoes, everything off of him, man. Then we put that stamp in his hand in 5 minutes.
We've reached the favorite part of our show today. My personal favorite part of the show, Cornelius. And we are talking about improving yourself on a daily basis. Please encourage us as we end today's program.
There's so much I would like to say about this, but I have to compress it. I mean, this is such a hard task to compress something as deep as this. I would say that if you're not improving yourself every day, you're actually regressing. Mm. It's almost like keeping a dollar in your hand without investing it. If you keep a dollar in your hand today, what it is worth 30 years from now, it will not be worth today. So not improving yourself is like that. The same way we handle money, we need to handle our personal development. When you are not improving yourself, you're actually being left behind in more ways than one. And improvement doesn't only hit one sphere of your life. It has to do with every sphere. And you know, Jason, me, I'm a very spiritual man. And I would say that getting close to God or closer to God is one of the improvements that it would say is the first step. Improving your family life. Look for ways of being a better husband or being a better wife. Look for ways of being a better employee or being a better employer. Look for ways of being a better whatever. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, and let me just mention lofty professions. If you're a janitor, you're a gardener, you're a groundsman, whatever it is you're doing, you should be looking to improve yourself. I often make this statement. My staff know this statement very well. I often told my staff, you know, that when I was an employee, I always made my mind that nobody will work harder or better or more efficient than me. Nobody will produce more than I produce. In fact, I made the statement that let's say I had to get a job collecting garbage, and I got a lot of respect for those persons collect garbage because they do an extremely valuable service.
Extremely.
I mean, I admire them. I treat them with a lot of respect because I respect what they do. So I said, but a lot of people couldn't get that job done and they do it with such pride. And I'm saying, right, if I were to be in a position where I had to collect garbage, there's nobody that will collect garbage better than me. Because it's a fundamental philosophy that I have about self-improvement, that whatever you do, you should do it to the best of your ability, to the extent that it'd be difficult to beat you at it.
That's a wonderful thought with which to end today's episode. Whatever your station in life is, always seek to do better than you did yesterday. That's always right. Seek to improve yourself every day. You've been listening to Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and the voice you heard prior to mine was Managing Director at Corbar Business Solutions, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett. Have a wonderful day and stay safe out there, everyone.
God bless.
Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as the technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz, or CorbarOnline.com, or visit us at No. 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystens. See or hear you soon.